backrest for this random crew. The scholarship winner from the projects is sleeping there. This was one way out from the place he grew. The Mexican maids, they know the time. Free transfers in hand from the day before. It's been 15 minutes late for the past 3 years. They know just how much to hurry to do someone else's chores. An Australian on walkabout from the eastern coast makes his way past a couple bums to a Swedish au pair. He bums a cigarette and he finds out quick they're staying in the same hostel in Venice over there. And that crazy kid, he's spewing sporadic thoughts because he thinks they're falling on my sympathetic ear. He's taught himself everything he believes to be true. What I was thinking, I think he knew.
Are you a rambling idiot boy? Or the bus stop, the possible man of the world? Rambling idiot boy. Or the bus stop, the possible man of the world? Rambling idiot boy. Or the bus stop, the possible man of the world? Rambling idiot boy. Or the bus stop, the possible man of the world?
Savant is what they call our friend, with one superhuman power bestowed upon him. In his case, it is the ability to see the simple laws governing human complexity. But the daily routine has eluded his grasp. Survival in the city is a more difficult task. So the government and social services keep him alive, because he couldn't hold down a job if he tried. Pearls of wisdom are whispered to him by voices that live in a subconscious den. And he writes down the phrases in a little blue binder, so to always have a reference and a constant reminder. And he questions the air as though talking to the sky, and he nods, comprehending their subtle reply. When he starts up again, the people all shrink away. I ignore him, but then I turn and say,
are you a rambling idiot boy? Or a bus stop?